Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Claire.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How can we help you?
All right. So, I went on a couple of dates with this really great guy, and I have not heard from him since our last date. And I'm just, like, kind of confused about it, because this really has never happened to me before. Like, people don't just, like, ghost me out of nowhere, especially after we've gone on a few dates and... Like, the last time, I was trying to, like, do something out in the community, kind of, like, philanthropic, and we ended up going to, like, a food bank and serving that together. So it's just, like, I thought everything was going really well, and I haven't heard from this guy, so I want to know what's up. I think it's pretty messed up.
So the last date was, like, literally helping people?
Yeah. It was, like, we went down to, like, the local food kitchen and... just kind of spent the day there, and it was awesome. I had a lot of fun, and I thought he did too, and he said he's into volunteering, and that's the whole reason we went down there, so I don't get it.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Don't be offended, and the reason I'm asking you is because this has happened before.
Okay.
Do you remember having... sexual relations with any of the people that you were serving food to?
I mean, really?
Oh, my gosh, no.
No.
Okay. It was a homeless shelter.
I know. And unfortunately, that's something that has happened before. Well, just checking. Okay, so we'll give this guy a call for you next, okay?
Thank you.
All right, second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Okay, poor Claire, man. We just spoke to her. She likes this guy, Dan. They've gone out a couple times. Dan is he's a nice person. He's a giving person. Their last date was literally at a soup kitchen serving food to people. It's not much of a date for interaction, but I mean, it's doing something philanthropic. Since then, he hasn't talked to you?
I can't even get a text back from him. I literally have not heard one word from this guy.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, we're going to try and call him for you right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Dan?
Who's calling?
Dan, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station. We got your phone number from a young lady who would love to go on a date with you. You know who she is. I'm going to tell you her name, but first let me tell you why we're calling. We're calling because if you say yes to this date, basically you can pick wherever you'd like to go for a date. If you're into a nice restaurant, then let us know what it is, and we'll reserve everything in advance so you guys can just go there and get to know each other better and see if you hit it off.
Okay.
Yeah, so worst case scenario, you have a not great date at a delicious restaurant.
All right.
Okay, I mean, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. She said last time you guys hung out, you were serving food to the homeless. It's Claire.
Oh, nah. No.
Okay. And what's wrong with Claire?
Yeah. She said literally, just to verify, last time you guys hung out was at the soup kitchen, right?
Dude, oh my God, this is the worst. Yeah, we did. We hung out at the soup kitchen. We get up early in the morning, head out there, And we get into the kitchen, and she's like, can you take my photo? So the first thing she has me do is take like from 100 different angles, her scooping potatoes. But there's nobody there. Nobody actually has arrived. There's not even staff in the kitchen yet.
Eight.
And I'm like, okay.
What?
Taking 100 photos of this. And then after that, she picks up a box that is full of rice. And she's like, take a picture here. And she, like, telling me different angles I got to do to take these photos. I do all that. And I think she's going to be working with me by my side. Guess where I found her?
Oh, God.
In my car, on her stomach, watching Netflix.
Shut
in the back seat.
Your
oh
mouth.
My God.
Stop it.
Please. Okay, Dan.
Oh,
excuse me.
Okay, Dan,
hold on. Dan, Claire's on the phone and she heard what you just said. Claire.
Yeah, no. I don't really understand what your problem is right now. You're being, like, super duper rude and making it seem like I'm a total bitch. Like, I didn't even show up. At least I showed up, okay? I'm an influencer. That's the entire point. I influence people to do things like this. I don't have to, like, get all up involved. I show up. You're lucky I was even there, first of all.
Oh, my God.
You know what I bet? I bet 50 people or more. I bet probably 100 people showed up to local soup kitchens and things like that after they saw my picture and are going to do the same.
Not clear. That's not how it works. 50 people didn't get served that day because they were short one server because you failed.
Because she was on
okay,
Netflix.
But how many people did I just launch off into the world to go do community service?
You're not that important.
I am.
You got 63,000 followers. None of them are in town. They're in Bangladesh.
Oh my God.
Come on.
I wonder if she probably bought them all.
Nobody's in our town. Nobody.
Okay, wait. Back it up. Did you, when we went there, did you actually expect me to be, like, touching these people or, like, really close to them?
Because that's not going to happen. Have you ever done anything charitable that you didn't put on social media out of curiosity?
I don't really understand the point.
Dan, I'm obligated to ask, would you like to go out on another date, preferably not doing what you did last time with Claire?
Come on, man.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10.
All right. Check us out tomorrow. You're going to learn not to be too nice to your date's pet. Yeah, you heard that correctly. If they have a pet, don't be nice to. As a matter of fact, if they have a pet, just ignore it. You'll probably have a better chance of getting a second date. All right, that happens tomorrow morning at 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Steny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332